Welcome to the Not Just a Pony Ride podcast, presented to you by Hetra University. If you've landed here, you're probably passionate about how horses help people. This podcast is for anyone who helps others experience the benefits of horses or those who have experienced it themselves. If you're in the equine assisted services industry, we're here to help you. If you're here just to learn more, you're in the right place. Welcome to your community of like-minded people, where you will hear stories, education, science, and explanations about how what we do is so much more than just a pony ride. And now, from the Hetra campus in Gretna, Nebraska, here's your host, occupational therapist and CTRI, Katie Ott.
Hey everyone, welcome to a special episode. We are live from Region 7 Conference. So if you're not a PATH International member, you're probably like, what does that mean, Katie? Well, PATH International recognizes a variety of different regions all across the United States, and I believe even into Canada. And basically what that is a group of states or a region that gets together every year to have a regional conference. So those regions also have like representatives from each state and for the region, and it really just helps the PATH members and PATH centers stay plugged in to PATH International as a whole. So we had the privilege of going to Sherrard, Illinois for our regional conference this year. And it was hosted by New Kingdom Trail Riders. Fantastic facility. Basically, we're looking at 3 days where the first day we were in New Kingdom Trail Riders facility, got to see all their beautiful horses in their beautiful barn and arena, and got some education there. And then the next 2 days were hosted in a more educational setting where we listened to a bunch of fabulous speakers and got to do some networking and all kinds of really, really cool things. So a really cool benefit as the PATH International Conference is now going to go to, after this year, it's in North Carolina, but then after this year, they're going to go to an every other year format, and those will be hosted every other year in Denver, Colorado. So you can always go to the annual conference that PATH has, but if you're not already plugged into a regional conference, I would highly recommend going to those. Just another cool opportunity to network, get to know the people in your region, and get some awesome education. So in today's episode, you're going to hear from a variety of people who were at Region 7 Conference. I have Kelly Kreider-Penning on. She's the executive director of New Kingdom Trail Riders, and they hosted this year. So we're going to hear from her. You're going to hear from Dion Newton, who is the past Region 7 representative and now has a different position within PATH. But we're going to hear from her on kind of PATH side of things and the EAS industry as a whole. And then two award winners from the PATH Region 7 Conference. So before we get started, I wanted to tell you guys just a little bit about some of the sessions that I went to. Huge variety of all different kinds of topics, but I just want to give you a feel for kind of what education is out there. The first day was really a lot of equine related type things. There was a leadership seminar about how to use horses in leadership types of things, geriatric horse management, body condition scoring for horses, or horse emergencies, what to do before the vet arrives, some nutrition stuff, saddle fitting, all kinds of really good more horse-related things. And remember, we were in New Kingdom Trail Riders facility, so we were able to do live horse demos, able to really look at what a saddle fit it looks like on a horse and troubleshoot some of those things with experts in their field. Awesome. So then the next day we moved into more of a formal kind of education setting and went to a lot of really, really great sessions. So the first one I went to was sign language for equine lessons. So cool. There are so many signs that we can use to help our participants, both that might be deaf or hard of hearing, but also just that draw really good visual joint attention to some of the directions we're already giving. So I thought that session was awesome. But there were also other things like more administrative things, so using social media, grant writing, that type of thing. There was more disability education. So I presented on understanding autism NEAS. So look for that webinar will come out on Hetra University soon. So if you're interested in that, that's where that will be. There's also an instructor's bag of tricks. So learning a lot of different mounted and unmounted ideas for lessons. There were some just sciencey things, which I loved because I'm a science geek. So building resilience, learning how the brain works and how the brain processes information, really good to apply to just our way of thinking and how we as instructors process that thinking and our direction giving. So that was neat. And then Sunday was a half day, more awesome education. One of my favorites, I think, was the mental health, bullying, and suicide awareness. So they had someone come in from Stanford Silent, and she gave an awesome presentation on how we can identify bullying and how we can cope with those things with our riders. And she shared that they open chapters. So New Kingdom Trail Rider is going to open a chapter of Stanford Silent and do some awesome equine activities to help complement some of that mental health and suicide awareness stuff. So that was super neat. And then Kathy Alm was at our Region 7 conference, which was fantastic. We got to meet and network with her a little bit. She is the CEO of Path International. So really cool to see her boots on the ground there in our region. And she presented on resiliency and center sustainability, which was excellent. Oh my goodness. So she talked a lot about how we use our own resiliency and our own emotional intelligence to really lead and direct and manage a center that's very sustainable and very healthy. So it was fantastic. If you get a chance to hear that lecture, I believe she's going to present that at a lot of the regions this year. So if you haven't had your region conference yet and Kathy's coming, definitely go to that one. It was fantastic. And then the day was wrapped up with No Money, No Mission. So talking about how to get your resources together and keep that cycle going, sustainable and not so scary. And then the wonderful Dion Newton presented on the CTRI written exam. So there was a lot of really good education and honestly really good networking around the CTRI process. We're all getting used to it and all kind of starting that process maybe as a mentor or as a CTRI yourself in training. So awesome networking and troubleshooting going on there with that whole process. So I know that was a lot to listen to, but I wanted to just give you kind of a screenshot of what conference looked like for us and how much knowledge and networking and just stuff was happening. So if you haven't gotten plugged into your region yet, do so, and then you can experience all these awesome benefits too. So without further ado, here are the rest of our guests and the rest of this episode. I encourage you to listen to the whole thing because we have some really exciting news to share with everybody. So get all the way through it because you're going to want to hear what it is. Enjoy. Welcome to the show, Kelly. I'm thrilled to have you. You are just a light of a human being, and I'm excited to share your story and everything with the world. So introduce yourself.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm Kelly Kreider-Penning. I'm the executive director at New Kingdom Trail Riders here in Sherrard, Illinois. We are currently hosting the Region 7 Path International Conference.
Yes, we're live from Region 7 Conference. It's really, really been a cool day. I mean, it's as you're listening now, it's, you know, we're halfway through day two, and it's 3 days of content. So why don't you tell me a little bit about your center and kind of how you ended up hosting this year?
Excellent. So we are located in Sherrard, Illinois. We've been in business for 39 years.
Really?
Yes, we're going to celebrate 40 years next year. We're already looking forward
so
to
cool.
that. So cool. We have a gorgeous facility that we are very fortunate to have. Amazing facilities with a barn and stable indoor-outdoor arena. And we focus on therapeutic horseback riding with a pretty small staff that does amazing things. I have to give a shout out to them because I'm truly blessed with the best staff and volunteers in the world. Mm-hmm. And we do about 100 riders a week, and we run most of the year. We take a little break around January to take that time off, but otherwise we run and we work with individuals of all ages from age 4 and up mm-hmm. that struggle from any type of challenges related to physical, social, emotional, or mental.
What kind of programs do you guys have? So you have the adaptive riding, therapeutic riding. Do you do any other kind of, you know, ground or EAL or group work
We do not. We focus solely on the therapeutic horseback riding.
Okay. Yep. So the mounted stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Has that always been the history of New Kingdom Trail Riders?
Yeah. So when it was developed, it was some individuals that did trail riding, mm-hmm. and they knew that there was a spiritual and therapeutic benefit to what they did with their animals, and they wanted to bring that to other people. And yeah. so from there, it's expanded and grown over the years with the number of riders, but really stayed true to the core and foundation of wanting to be this supportive, inclusive, loving place that allows people to really evolve to their full potential. And that's mm-hmm. what really pushes us while we stay focused on building their horsemanship skills right. and helping them really gain that confidence to ride that horse.
I love that. Very cool. I couldn't have said that better. So tell me a little bit. You're the executive director there. So what's, you know, exciting on the horizon for New Kingdom Trail Riders?
There's a lot happening. So I've only been there about a year mm-hmm. and I'm a career changer. So I went from corporate to I am now a mental health counselor and mm-hmm. I had always volunteered at horse programs. So this is kind of a dream come true.
Yeah, full circle.
It is. And it's kind of a mix of all of the things in my background. And I'm learning from my wonderful staff that teaches me every day. And I love learning and growing. And from things like this with the networking and people like you that I've yeah. met in my journey, right, to mm-hmm. learn these things. So right now, we're taking all of that and trying to figure out where we can take it for the future.
Yeah,
we are kind of busting at the seams with lessons and riders, mm-hmm. but we're trying to see where else and where the needs in the community are. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, we'll hear a speaker about bullying and suicide awareness and prevention. We want to do some work with that group as well. We also want to do some work with sexual assault and domestic violence survivors. So we're just in our strategic planning process to think yeah. where we can go and what's next for us.
All important areas of mission, for sure. Lots of people to reach.
Yes, absolutely.
So what's it like being the host of the Region 7 conference? Lots and lots of good speakers and minds that are collecting here. So tell me about that experience.
It's been amazing throughout this journey. And when I took it on, I had only been in the job a couple months. Yeah, I was at the conference last year mm-hmm. in the Ames Ankeny area and was super jazzed about it. And it was fun and meeting all these people. And it came up that we could do it. I said, great, this will be wonderful. And
then you're like, what did I get into?
Yeah, right. There's that moment of stress. But what I have found was this beautiful interconnection of all of these minds mm-hmm. and all these stories. Like we just saw a presenter that was talking about the neuro side of our business and why we do the things we do with our riders. And this individual has a really strong horse background, so was able to marry those concepts for everyone. And as we were lining up speakers, we found so many people that had that gift to share with us and were so willing. So we have this powerhouse agenda with amazing yeah. people like yourself that are presenting, but they're all doing it out of the goodness of their heart because they believe in what we do. Mm-hmm. They believe in this community that is doing really good things for all of our riders and our programs, and they want it to be successful. And so they're just showing up with their big hearts and sharing everything they can to make us better.
I love that. Gosh. And conference is such a cool, inspirational time to be alive. Like there is no... It's rare, but there are hardly any other times that I feel as inspired and as just creative as when I'm at a conference. Like you just furiously taking notes with all these speakers and like, yeah, I'm gonna do that for gym when I get home or whatever it is. So it's just a cool time to be alive at conference.
It is. I think we all go back then afterward with mm-hmm. all these ideas and the things we want to do, but we also make great connections.
Yeah.
So, I heard Hetra talk about this, or I heard Mainstay talk about this, and I want to go talk to them or learn more about it. Mm-hmm. And this entire community has been supportive throughout my journey, at least at the organization. Yeah. Like if we reach out to other centers, they're very willing to share, and it just helps us all be better.
Yeah. The networking is a huge, huge part of it, and being able to collaborate with people who think like you.
Yes.
And we're all here with our bleeding hearts, you know, on yes. the table. We all think very similarly. And so being able to connect with people who have the same mission is important.
Yeah. And it is amazing just the different ways we can look at challenges mm-hmm. when we have that supportive people around us, mm-hmm. right? This community that maybe we're feeling a little discouraged or, I don't know how we're going to get that done. And you just look across the table and someone has done it, or they're going yeah. through it too, and you can talk about it. Or you've got, you know, the PATH International resources that mm-hmm. you can reach out to and they'll make connections for us. So it is that motivation to like, okay, we got this. Yeah. In our own program, sometimes I think you feel a little, you're on the island. Yep. So it's good.
Yes. We are not alone and we're stronger together, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you for sitting down with me. I won't keep you any longer. I know you're busy running around here, keeping things running smoothly, which they have been fabulous. It's been a fantastic conference. So thank you for your hard work.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But everyone's been saying that my team is amazing. And we have these volunteers who just show up consistently and do all sorts of things. Right.
They show up grateful. With their breakfast burritos and you're just like, bless
you.
And
baked goods and help and horses and stalls. And it's been a great weekend. It's going to continue to be great.
So. Well, good. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for being here.
This episode is sponsored by Stable Moments. Did you know that there are over 400,000 children in the United States foster care system? Most of these children have complex trauma needs, which makes them ideal candidates for equine-assisted learning programs. If you serve or want to serve children in foster care, Stable Moments has a plug-and-play program model utilizing community mentors and equine-assisted learning to develop life skills and heal developmental trauma. With their online certification program, you can become certified in this model and start serving kids by next season. What's even better is the program can be funded by Department of Children and Families, and the mentors are all volunteers. To learn more, head over to stablemoments.com and check out their free webinar, Healing Trauma with EAL and Mentorship. Welcome to Very Special People in Region 7. I have the Equine Caretaker of the Year for PATH International Region 7 with me. And I also have the Credentialed Professional of the Year. This is so exciting. Okay, who do I have? Introduce yourselves.
My name is Shelby Schultz. I am the Equine Caretaker of the Year and the Equine Operations Manager at HEDRA.
And I am Cassidy Fredrickson. I received the Credentialed Professional of the Year, and I am an occupational therapist and a CTRI at HEDRA.
Very good. Well, we're honored to have both of you in-house for those awards this year. And I want to hear from you a little bit because we're live from Region 7.
Woohoo!
It is day 3. Of our brains full of knowledge. And I wanted to just ask you guys, why do you come to conference and why do you feel like it's so important?
I think obviously the networking opportunities are great at the region conferences, the ability to talk to other people from different centers in your region, but also the education. It's just enlightening to see what other people are working on and different takes on things, how people are able to partner with their horses differently than your program might partner with their horses. Different innovative programmings are starting at their centers, and then different twists on kind of all of our core programming as far as adaptive writing, EAL, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that's always a good takeaway for me is not only are the sessions and the educational content really helpful, but I also get to network with all these wonderful people who are also here at conference, right? Cassidy?
Like Shelby said, the information here, is very enlightening. It's really cool to see like what other people are doing and what other programs, specialty programs specifically, is so interesting to me, what other people are doing. And networking, so much networking has happened this weekend, and I think it's helped a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no need to recreate the wheel when you can network with someone who's willing to help you. And I think that's what's cool about our field is like, we're all just a bunch of bleeding hearts trying to help people, and that includes our participants as well as our peers in this industry, right?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the other things about conference, and especially for those of us in Region 7, is we host our conference in February almost every year. It's very cold. A lot of places aren't running programming right now, so it's a great experience for people to be able to kind of get re-energized and
for the year.
Yeah, kind of get on the upswing for coming into spring and excited about running programming. The weather's getting nicer.
Yep, getting some new ideas from other people to use in their programs this year.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, should we make a big announcement?
Yeah, we should.
Now Cassidy's on the page. She's going. It's Region 7 Conference 2024, right?
Yep.
2024 is going to be held in
Gretna.
Petra's going to be hosting the Region 7 Conference next year. We don't have a date solidified yet, but it will be this time of year.
same time, different place. Mm-hmm. So come see us in Gretna, Nebraska next year if you are in Region 7, which I believe is what states?
Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa.
Okay.
Did I miss any?
No, that's good.
This will be a nice central place for everyone to come visit.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll see you all next year in February.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for hopping on with me, Dion.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So why don't you introduce yourself just really quickly and tell everyone who you are.
Okay. My name's Dion Newton. I am a PATH International Advanced Certified CTRI, as well as an ESMHL and mentor. I'm also the chair of the Membership Outreach Committee. So I work closely with all of the region reps in helping to best serve the members of PATH. And I am brand new in this position. So it's just kind of getting to know the membership and getting to know what we can really do to help best serve the members in the organization.
Great. And you are the past Region 7 representative, right?
That's correct. I was.
Okay. So you're a proud Region 7 patron, and you have been to the Region 7 conferences and been really plugged in with us and helping us stay plugged in with PATH, I would say. So I guess my question to you is sort of, as someone who's been to these region conferences quite a bit and helped, you know, helped put them on and all of that, what do you think the primary difference is between, like, say, a regional conference and then going to, like, national or international conference for PATH?
Right. So obviously, cost is a big factor. Usually the region conferences are less expensive. You may still have to pay for hotel, but travel is usually going to be accessible by car rather than to have a plane, you know, to have a flight. So the cost does make it, you know, a little bit easier. But beyond that, I think that attending region conferences gives you a much better feel for what's happening in the industry in your area. What's happening in Nebraska and Kansas is a little bit different maybe than what's happening in California or North Carolina with, you know, the general populations that we serve, the population densities that we face, as well as some of the geographical challenges, whether it be weather or access to instructors or horses. So I think that participating in region conferences gives you a really good foundation to stay on top of what's happening in your general region, and also to be able to network with people that are, you know, facing the same challenges that you are. If you've got, you know, somebody from Florida and somebody from, you know, Nebraska, and you're trying to talk about pasture management, it's a very different scenario. And so that was one of the things that really struck me at conference this year, was that there were a lot of things that were very applicable to all of us in our region that may or may not have been quite as applicable to somebody outside of our region. So I really like that about region conferences, that you have the opportunity to, you know, meet with people that really understand your particular situation based on location. I also think it's a great opportunity to be able to network. I love the annual conferences as well, but sometimes I go and I feel a little overwhelmed by, you know, the number of people that are there and so many people that I don't know. Sometimes it's a great opportunity to get to meet people, but I love the region conferences because there's always somebody there that I know that I can connect with. And if I don't know them, I feel like they're part of the little family. And so it's, you know, much easier to reach out and really truly network with people. At our most recent region conference last week, I just saw so much networking going on and people really reaching out to one another in ways that truly make a difference. Not, you know, oh, it was nice to meet you, but it's like, hey, can I come visit your center so mm-hmm. that I can see how you're doing this? And so to me, that's just such a huge benefit for attending the region conferences, being able to, you know, truly understand and connect with others that are, you know, serving in the same capacity that you are. So that would be my biggest thing. I also think that another benefit is that the most of the presenters are going to be your peers that you are associating with on a regular basis. And so they're right there gives you great access to really knowledgeable people in the EAS industry that you might only be a couple hours away from them if you want to go observe something, or if you want to, you know, learn more or have them do a presentation for your particular program. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, the quality of presenters at region conferences, I don't think is any less than that at national conferences. Maybe sometimes I think it's almost better because people who are presenting at the region conference, like I said, really understand what the needs are in your mm-hmm. general area. So I think that that's another thing. And also being able to connect with people for, you know, training and mentoring and, you know, just basic things like that. You know, again, that geographic location is helpful. And I, you know, we may be 6 or 8 hours away between from one end of the region to the other, but that's still a doable distance. And so I think that those are some of the really great benefits of region conferences. And they really meet the specific needs of those in the region mm-hmm. and without sacrificing quality of presentations.
Right. And I just think overall, I like what you said about how it's not quite as overwhelming as a national conference, because I had the privilege to go to both this year. So I went to the national conference in St. Louis, and then I went to Region 7, of course, last week. And the region conference to me just feels so much more intimate and, you know, kind of like approachable, I guess, because once you get to nationals, you're like, whoa, right. There's so many people here. So it's
more
intimate for sure.
Yep, definitely. So,
as someone who's seen, you know, some region conferences and been in the field quite a while, what direction do you feel like EAS as a whole is heading? I mean, what can we expect to see in the next, you know, few conferences that we attend as far as education? Do you think there's a specific area of need we have or a theme that you see?
You know, it's interesting. I've been in the industry for about 18 years now, and I've seen a huge shift and push towards more and more education as EAS is becoming much more widely accepted as both a modality for therapy, but also as, you know, it's more than recreation, but the adaptive writing part, I think is being taken much more seriously. And therefore the education is, I think, has gotten so much better that, you know, it's not just a pony ride, like your mm-hmm. podcast. That's not what we're doing anymore. We're actually instructing writing skills or doing therapy or offering learning experiences. And so I've really seen an increase in the quality of education, but also an increase in instructors and therapists going out and really seeking deeper and further knowledge mm-hmm. so that they can better serve the clients. As the industry has become more widely accepted and becoming more and more known, I think that the increase for services has really ramped up. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more people on waiting lists. But the other thing that I've really seen is there's a lot of program diversity happening. So we're seeing, you know, we've got the veterans programs. We have a lot of equine assisted learning is becoming a very valuable service that a lot of programs are providing that kind of fills that void of, you know, or that niche, I guess, not necessarily a void, but kind of fills that niche for those who want to be involved with horses, but maybe want something different than just learning how to ride, mm-hmm. But really don't need that therapy. So I feel like the equine assisted learning is really filling that gap there. There's a lot of work going on out in the industry for working with at-risk youth and providing, you know, resiliency training and things like that. And so I think overall, as more and more research is becoming available, the education is being reflective of the knowledge of, you know, current state of the industry. And you know, obviously, PATH is very concerned about providing opportunities for learning and education and promoting best practices in the industry. And so I see that trend of higher quality education happening. I, you know, even like at our most recent conference, some of the presentations were just a level above what I've seen in the past, meaning, you know, a little deeper, a little more thought provoking, and a little more insightful as to how we can truly best serve the participants that we work with. So I'm really happy about that. I also see a lot more, you know, programs like HETRA that are, you know, offering educational opportunities, you know, individual programs. There's some, you know, the larger centers that are doing workshops and clinics. A lot of webinars are coming out that make education a little bit more accessible. And so I think overall, the industry is moving in the right direction in trying to provide better opportunities for education, and also that education being just a little bit higher quality and a little bit more depth of knowledge.
Right. Yeah. And I think having much more of that education, number one, available for people, but also putting it out in the world, you know, like if you do a webinar and you put it on social media or you, whatever you do with it, not only do people see that in our industry that think, oh, great, I can have, you know, some education, but there's also that potential for someone to see that that might not know about what we do, or maybe that piques their interest in wanting to learn more or wanting to kind of further validate what we do as professionals, you know, seeing that education is a cool tool for that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I think that EAS is becoming much more widely accepted as, you know, more than just a pony ride, and that there are some great benefits, and the research and just the acknowledgement is really starting to bring the industry forward a little bit.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you for popping on with me, Dion. I won't keep you. I just wanted, you were the nice kind of wrap up of why I think it's so important to go to region conferences, but, and also just keep furthering education. And now we kind of have an idea what that looks like. So thank you very much.
That's great. We look forward to attending region conference at HETRA next year.
Yes. Exciting. It's gonna be good. We're thrilled. It's going to be work, you know, putting it all together for sure, but it's going to be worth it because of, honestly, all the reasons we just talked about. It's going to be, it's an important thing. Right. For us, so it's going to be fun. So we'll see you there.
All right. Take care.
That's right. You heard it first here. We are hosting Region 7 conference next year. So I wanted to just put it out there to everybody that's listening. If you're a PATH member and you're not in our region, that's fine. Come to Gretna. If you are someone that's listening that is not a PATH member, also fine. Come to Gretna. We're going to have a 3-day conference, and we're just going to provide a lot of awesome education for our industry, and everyone is invited. So stay tuned to our social media website. We're going to have all that information once we have it all solidified. Don't have a date yet, but it will be February of 2024. So stay tuned, and we hope to see you in Gretna next year. Thanks for listening to another episode. Until the next one launches, stay connected to our community by joining the Not Just a Pony Ride Facebook group. There, we share exclusive educational content, answer your questions, and review new and exciting developments for the EAS community. Don't forget, if you have suggestions for future episode topics or a lead on a great guest that you think our audience would enjoy, click on the link in the show notes or visit us at hetrauniversity.org. This podcast is presented by HETRA University, an educational arm of the Heartland Equine Therapeutic Riding Academy. HETRA University's mission is to provide high-quality educational offerings to our participants and the EAS community. If you'd like to help us work toward our mission, you can make a donation by visiting us online at hetra.org. Again, I can't thank you all enough for helping HETRA change lives one stride at a time.